stumbled upon something in the preaching moment. And I want to share what the Lord has laid on our heart all week long in our meditation and in our preparation. Mark 2:1-2. And again, he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And again, he entered into Capernaum. And after some days, there was no waste. Somebody say, no waste. That means that somebody made a sound. Somebody told others that the preacher was in the house. The noise that he was in the house, and straightway men were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, there was not even room at the door to receive them. And he preached the word unto them. I'm going to preach this second Sunday in the year of vision from the subject, Don't Block the Door. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this Sunday. This is your prayers. You're not still stingy. No amens along the way. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever felt that someone like the media team? Have you ever felt that someone was blocking or trying to block your blessings? Have you ever felt on your job? At your school, on your team, even in your church, that somebody was trying to block your blessings. Like Cat Williams, I wait for you to put your memory in motion. And I promise you, if you're like me, there have been times in your life when you felt that there were haters, even though we didn't have that definition in the 70s and the 80s. There were haters trying to block what God had in store for you. Now, I don't have to look too far down the museum of my memories to see many a times in my life when people were trying to block what God had for me. When Pastor Jackson announced or was even thinking and considering me to even pastor this side of grace, many others told him, don't do that. But I'm glad he stood steadfast. Trusted me enough to babysit his vision. At the end of the day, I'm really doing the Lord's work, but at the same time, babysitting his vision. Anytime you ask a babysitter, you've got to put 112% trust. Who's ever caring for your vision and your child? But the haters can't block what God has for you. They can't stand in your way, even when they try. They may prolong some things. They may make some detours in your life. They might even make you cry some tears of wondering why. Does it seem that all the hellhounds are on my trail? Anytime God has brought you through something, or to something, he will definitely bring you through something. And what I like about this miracle, what I like about this miracle in Mark chapter 2 is that it happens in chapter 2. What I like about this miracle in chapter 2 is that it happens in chapter 2. Mark don't wait to chapter 21 to bring about a miracle. It happens in chapter 2 of his gospel. He got one chapter to baptize Jesus and then the miracle starts. And I just came to tell us about it. There's a miracle coming to you early on in 2020. That's something about to happen supernatural in your life early on in 2020. You ain't going to wait till July, August, September, November, December. I'll tell you, it's about to happen. Untested. All the people who had power in his hands. And so he opened up a medical clinic in Capernaum, in the city where he was. And I'm going to tell you that there are four things that happened at this medical clinic in Capernaum. The Baptist preacher only got three things. I don't have Pentecostals, so I got four. Thing I want you to see in this text are the brethren. Somebody say brethren. Don't you see the brothers? If you read on down, you know that there was a man brought on the bed. And the man was on the bed, and the reason why he had four men covering him, or carrying him, rather, is because the bed has four sides. You had to do no math, do no logic. You had to go down to see the apostle Peter. Sleep number. The reason why they have four friends carrying him, because it's very simple. It has four sides and four corners. So each man picked up a corner and helped this paralytic who could not walk and could not get to Jesus on his own to see Jesus. But they weren't just worried about their own lessons that we talked about last week. They understood that they needed to see Jesus as well. But they were going to help their brother get to see Jesus as well. And I also need to let you know there's no clues to who these four men were. Then we just know that this man was a paralytic who was sitting by the roadside on a bed that he, and it could also be the man by the pool of the Bethesda, because there's some other little clues that could be the same man because they talk about the Bethesda there. We know this man sat on a mattress, and at the end of Mark chapter 2, it talks about the man taking up his mat, just like the man at the pool of the Bethesda does. So we know the man could not walk. We know he'd been there a long time. And so these brothers who are nameless brings him to see Jesus. These brothers who are nameless bring him to see Jesus. These brothers who are nameless bring him to see Jesus. These brothers who are nameless and clueless bring him to see Jesus. What am I trying to tell you? God is about to send some people in your life. In 2020, you have not seen, you do not know, but through your discerning spirit, they're going to help you get to what God has got you to get. And I need somebody to be open to what God is about to do in your life. That there will be some brothers and sisters coming along your way that you have never seen, you don't know their name. In the house. What about the next one? What about the next one? And I want you to see this blockade. Blockaded. That the Bible says that the door was blocked. There were so many people there to see Jesus. That the door was blocked. There was a blockade. It was blockaded. Nobody could get in or around the house. There were so many people there to see Jesus and get a blessing from Jesus that they could not even get in the door. Preach Erica that they took this man up on the roof because they had to be African Americans, so and we don't like to wait in the line.
some of us would think our issue is more important than your issue.
Oh, ain't nobody wants to do this part. Going to be quiet.
You know, you think your problem that you got to see me tomorrow or at 12:05 or if I'm walking to my car with my family. Oops. Some of us think that our issues are so pressing that nobody else got an issue and your other issues don't matter. But everybody on your road got an issue that they need to see Jesus about. And one of the problems is just like at this house is that we sometimes stand in the way of somebody else's blessings. We sometimes, even through our head, even through being petty or messy morning, we stand in the way sometimes of getting persons getting their blessings. All y'all who quiet. You're messing your whole room. Somebody wanted to shout, somebody wanted to pray, but they don't see nobody else around them praising, so they go pray. Because they don't want to be the weird person on the road. They don't want to be the shouting on the road. So because you're going to be praying, you sit on your head, you fronted. How you come up in here fronted and upset when God has been so good to you? When God woke you up this morning, how you ain't made a mark when your pastors are undertaken? You better say something up in here. How are you going to mess up my blessing and what I need? Because you want to sit down and go, I'm going to have it.
I almost cussed, but I'm saved.
For the rest of your life. Now, they don't even watch a young man's out no more. She's going to be off in a few years. But the Word of God, anybody know the Word of God? Anybody know the Word of God? It'll be here forever. It ain't going nowhere. And you can stand on the Word of God. And I am the head and not the tail. And you will make my enemy my footstool. And I know that all things work together for good. For them that love God, for them that are called according to his purpose. I know the word. And I'm going to stand on the word. And I'm the only one in here that believes in the word of God. And one of these days he's coming back. I said one of these days he's coming back. One of these days he's promised to come back every
himself. Because the front door was blocked, they could not get this bed into the door. Again, I've always thought that they could not get the bed in the door because there were so many people around. But could it be, Hammersley, that 2,000 years ago, ain't no door was big enough? And inside the house, sometimes God just wants to know how bad do you want it. I mean, you say you want to have a job, but you won't go get that extra certificate. You say you want a man, but you just don't do everything you need to do. And I ain't going to, you know, you get in trouble by telling somebody to look good and go good, or you get in trouble in 2019. But you say you want stuff that you just won't do what it takes to get. You want to call them back. How you want to start a relationship? You want to call them back and take them back. You're so mad. What happened to last time? That ain't the last person you. You say you want a new car, but you won't pay off the car you got. You say you want a new house, but you won't vacuum and clean the one you got. God is not going to give you a Cadillac if you can't take care of the Corolla. God wants to know something. How bad do you want it? Even at least I got to take the roof off the house just to get to see Jesus.
Right here, got to get a witness in the building right now that knows you can come back.
devil blocked my blessings. Amen.
God's got a blessing with your name on it. He's got a miracle early on in this year for you. You ain't going to have to wait for it. The devil's been dreaming.